Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen on 1320 WILS. Well, it won't be until after 2017 when Michigan returns to the economic health it saw before the beginning of our long recession. That's according to a new report from IHS Global Insight, a firm that provides economic and financial analysis, forecasting, and market intelligence for over 200 countries. To talk about what's ahead for our state and our country, I'm joined by Bob Tamarelli. He's an IHS Global Insight economist and analyst, and he focuses on the U.S. Welcome to the program, Bob.
Great to be here, Mike. Thank you.
Now, when you look at the recovery of each state, what are you measuring exactly to determine that a state will, in fact, be back to peak economic performance?
Well, what this particular map is measuring is employment levels, so just the raw number of jobs as estimated by our forecast. And we do that in we compare that with the Bureau of Labor Statistics Employment Situation Report. So in terms of what we look at historically. So we look at what the pre-recession peak employment was. So that's the peak employment level. And then we look at what point in the future is any given area going to meet that pre-recession level of employment, just in terms of jobs.
Now, Michigan is in a group of states, a small group of states, that looks like they'll take the longest to recover. Why are we going to have such a slow recovery as compared to the rest of the country?
Well, it's multifaceted for Michigan. One of the largest components to the issue with Michigan recovering jobs is that it never fully recovered its return to the peak employment level from the 2000s recession, from the early part of the 2000s decade. And so it was struggling to recover those jobs throughout the 2000s. And it had put itself in a pretty deep hole based on the amount of job loss that it suffered throughout that decade. And it's got a long way to climb out of that hole now.
Now, even though the auto industry has come back, the question remains here in the state of where the jobs are going to come from. I guess it's a question that could be asked about the U.S. in general. Where do you think we'll actually see major job growth in the next 5 or 10 years?
Well, within the next 5 years, maybe particularly a little shorter term than that, we are seeing, and we currently are seeing, good growth out of the manufacturing sector, primarily because lots of firms were carrying very low inventories during the recession years, and now that demand has increased a little bit, they're having to recall some workers, some furloughed workers to come back and staff to be able to get their inventories back up to meet the new demand. So that's been giving some nice short-term growth in manufacturing across the country itself and in Michigan as well. And that'll happen for what we're expecting for the next couple of years, but it's important to note that's not the long-term perspective for the manufacturing sector. That's sort of the sort of international competition. We still see that being a declining sector in the long run.
Service sector jobs, is that likely to be the big portion of the growth?
That's like, you know, the tag that's a service economy, or it's been moving towards a service economy for quite some time now, is going to hold true in terms of growth, and that we are seeing we are projecting a lot of the growth across the country to be in the professional and business services sector, as well as the education and health services sector. It's just going to be the general services sector is what's going to be pushing for growth.
Even though we are going to see maybe the same number of jobs we saw before the recession, aren't many of the jobs that we're now seeing created, aren't they paying less than what we saw before the recession, and couldn't that really mean a lower standard of living, even though the same number of people are working as were before?
I don't have that specific wage data in front of me, so I'm not able to comment on that entirely. But in any given situation, if wages aren't growing with inflation, which we haven't seen very large inflation, inflation's been pretty manageable as of late, then there's going to be an issue if it's contrasting that, where there's high inflation and that's not showing up in the wages. So that's going to depend on what happens with inflation. It's going to depend on what workers are finding as wages when they come back to the job market.
I'm talking to Bob Tamarelli. He's an IHS Global Insight economist and analyst. Another thing the report noted is that the vast majority of states will return to peak employment between 2013 and 2015. So that would be about a year away now. Are employment prospects in many states really improving that quickly?
Well, there's a combination of things, and it's going to vary across a broad spectrum of timing for the different states within the country on the whole. I'm not focused on each individual state. I have a focus within some of the Midwestern states. Obviously, I'm talking about Michigan, so I can't comment on on many, many states outside of that range. But what I can say is that in terms of how many jobs each state had to recover, how deep they fell into a hole in terms of job loss and unemployment, and how they fell into that hole, you'll see some of the housing states that experienced large declines due to the housing bubble bursting, like Nevada and California and Florida and Arizona, are going to have a little bit of a longer climb back because those construction jobs are going to be a little slower to come back. And that was a large point of layoffs and job loss for those states. Whereas some of the states that didn't suffer as many layoffs and their economies and their jobs weren't so centralized amongst more volatile sectors, they'll have an easier time recovering those jobs. They'll probably recover a little quicker.
There's been a lot of debate across the country about what the government should do and what kind of policies actually work to help grow jobs. As an economist, do you think there are actual strategies that the government can pursue to help us grow jobs in the country, or is that really something that the private sector needs to do on its own?
I haven't sat down and studied the impact of those policies across the board that have been talked about recently, so I wouldn't be comfortable to comment on them entirely. During the debt ceiling talks, our macro group, which does a forecast for the nation on the whole, was in their forecast / their monthly write-up was stating that, you know, austerity is not necessarily a bad way to go in the future, but when you're trying to come out of a recession, austerity could very well slow down the growth of the economy. So in terms of our firm's perspective, we were aligned with that idea that right now austerity may not have been the optimum measure of policy.
The dynamic of seeing so many jobs lost to China and lost to third world countries that are able to pay much lower wages, that seems to be a permanent one. Have we essentially lost some of our jobs permanently to other countries, and are we really never going to see the types of job opportunities in America that we saw in the past?
That's very, very difficult to tell because it's very difficult to see what's going to go on with policy in terms of trade agreements and things like that. And I know there's also a growing movement of the right-to-work states in the South that are garnering manufacturing from some foreign companies as well. So it's going to be interesting to see with what plays out down there and how they can compete in terms of a cost level and a cost-effective level. And if there's, if there's going to be public finance involved to make it more competitive, or if there's going to be a cheaper workforce to make it more competitive, or lower overhead in terms of capital and in terms of fixed costs and stuff like that. That's going to be what's going to dictate that. But there's been some developments with the right to work states and seeing some actual manufacturing employment going down towards the southern states as well, not just in the typical Rust Belt.
Now, I don't know a lot about economics, but I know that a lot of the aspects of economic change is cyclical. Is what we're seeing now in terms of the recession we're in, is this just a part of a cycle of the ups and downs of our economy, or is it a downturn that we really haven't seen it ever before?
Well, I mean, obviously, the Great Depression is, you know, less than a century removed. So we have seen a downturn like this before where there was a full-scale financial meltdown. And there is certainly, you know, in economics, you'd say there is the business cycles and that, you know, if you look back at the numbers, on average, there's a recession once every 10 years or so. But to measure the extent and the reasons why, and have you ever seen something that happened across this many levels, is difficult to say without doing extensive research upon the different recessions that we've already seen, and without doing extensive research on the Great Depression itself. So while we have seen worse economic situations than this, like in the Great Depression, it's hard to say if it's been exactly the same in its structure and how it played out.
So according to the map that IHS Global Insight put out, Michigan's recovery may not be back to optimum economic conditions until 2017, although it could be later than that. I mean, could we be looking at easily 10 years or so before we get back to the numbers we saw pre-recession?
It certainly could be after 2017, and depending on how the different employment sectors there grow from now till then, it could be later than that. When you get to talking about things that are 10 years down the road, forecasting it in terms of economic analysis, it's very hard to be able to accommodate for and account for policy decisions and tax rates and international economics that have yet to play out, that are based off of policy decisions that haven't even occurred yet. But right now, the forecast that we're looking at currently is looking like it's going to be after 2017 for the state of Michigan to return to its pre-recession employment.
And when you look at this past year, let's say the past 2 years at most, are we definitely still on the path to recovery right now?
Well, currently, Michigan's been one of the fastest growing economies in terms of employment across the nation, and that's because they fell so low. They've recovered a fair number of jobs rapidly over the past year and a half due to the increases in manufacturing payrolls. But again, even though they have grown quickly there and you have seen lots of improvements there, they still have a very long way to go. So what you have seen has been very promising. What you can hope is that within the regional economy itself, there's enough jobs to come back in manufacturing that create local demand for services and things of that such, and that the national, international economies will demand the goods and services of the economy in Michigan to the point where it will sustain this growth. However, the looming problem for Michigan is that, from our perspective, manufacturing employment is not a long-term solution right now.
Bob Tamarelli, an IHS Global Insight economist and analyst, thank you very much for joining me, Bob.
That's my pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.